This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today we're in Las Vegas for CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, CES 2020. And fortunately, I've got some people to help me do what I do for a living, which is talk on the radio, because these people are actual automotive experts. I'm a radio jock. Carl Brower from KBB. He is KBB. What else do you do?
Nothing. That's it.
Autotrader.com and dealer.com. He's the executive publisher. And BJ Colleen,
who
is on the show with me for years now, an automotive expert extraordinaire. We are at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is being taken over by the car industry. And some amazing things, I might say. I was at the Toyota press conference where they showed the woven world of Toyota. I don't know, what did they call that thing?
They call it Woven City.
Woven City. Yeah, so now Toyota is going to make a city just for research. It's kind of like a laboratory with rats in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
live rats.
2,000 people will live there.
And did they tell you why they called it the Woven City?
Because originally Toyota made fabric.
That's right.
They were a loom company.
A loom company.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And they made fabric.
And now they're going to be a loon company.
That's right.
Well, it's also woven because of the way they described it, you know, with the interactions of the cities and everything, it kind of made it look like a weave and everything like that. And they did it that way. So
I'm wondering, though, if this gets big, will we have a new term? Will you, instead of being woke, will you be wove?
Wove?
I'm wove.
Wove?
You got, have you gotten wove?
Can somebody explain what the hell woke means? I honestly don't even know what woke is.
I think
I know what it is, but I
right?
probably shouldn't describe it using my terms.
Like you've become socially conscious to everything.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Kind of. So
pretty
like,
sad that those people weren't for so long and they finally did, huh?
Well, and of course, I think Ricky Gervais kind of threw a pie in the face of all the Hollywood people.
That was the best monologue I've ever seen in my life.
Did my on-air light go out?
No, it's out. I don't see it.
Oh, well, it's all right.
All right.
We're sitting here. Thanks to the Consumer Electronics Show Platform 4 broadcast platform, looking over the show floor.
South Hall.
And we are literally being inundated with people from all around the world. I think 250,000 people or so come to this event. It's bigger than the SEMA show that we go to.
Oh, way bigger than
SEMA.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And that, which is like
SEMA's crazy, and this one's crazy.
It's crazier. Yeah. Yeah. It takes over the whole town. But so we just figured out what woke is. I remember when somebody said to me, word.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, word, brother, word.
Yeah.
I'm like, I still don't know what word means.
Word to your mother, right?
What does it mean?
Just a,
am
cool.
I that old?
All right, you got it. Word. Word, dude. Yeah, you're that old,
see,
I guess,
mean, it's very important for us to talk about these things on the radio because I know that I'm not the only one that didn't know what woke was. Okay, so fair enough. All right, so.
I guess if we said yeet to you, you'd have a real trouble. Well,
please don't go there. Please don't go there. I think we did our schooling for two words today. That's enough. But let's talk about the Woven City from Toyota.
Okay.
I actually think it's kind of neat. Wouldn't want to live there because they're using you as a laboratory rat, in essence. They're studying you, your life, how you live. They want to know everything about you. Carl, you didn't see it, did you?
No. It sounded cool.
It is cool because, first of all, it's at the foot of Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
Which is, so you've got a heck of a view, which
right.
is really nice. And the fact that you're in a city where the roads for people walking versus the people, like, doing exercise in the cars or,
yeah, like,
I don't know if I call them
different
cars,
roads.
But they've divided into different roads. So if you're running out there, everything you run through is going to be
oriented toward a runner.
A park. It's going to be, no matter where you walk
running,
or where
walking,
you run,
strolling
you're
babies.
In a park atmosphere kind
right.
of thing.
Which,
so.
Which sounds brilliant when you think about it, right? Because we see a lot of cities in this country trying to just assume that, we'll just make it so bikes can use car roads.
No. What we're seeing in the cities are the bums crapping right in front of you while you're trying to have an In-N-Out burger.
So in most cities, yes, you are seeing that. Oh, which really makes God. It tough because if you're on a bike, that stuff's slippery. You don't want to fall.
Hey, you don't want to fall
you
in
didn't
it.
Have to go there, did you?
Yes,
oh,
he did.
God.
This is your show. We always have to go there. You
and
know
from
that,
Las so. Vegas, if it happens in Las Vegas, please, let's let it stay in Las Vegas. But, oh, my gosh.
But, right. but the city makes a lot of sense. First of all, they're actually doing it. You know, we went to Hyundai's press conference yesterday, and I don't know if you were there either, but they had pictures. They had drawings of the city. It's like Toyota's actually building the city, you know?
Yeah,
so
they say they're going to start
credit.
It's not
next
just theory
year.
Anymore.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
reality.
It's not just theory.
All right, let me take a little break here. From the Consumer Electronics Show 2020, this is The Drive, thanks to our friends at Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes, the best. This is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, BJ Killeen, and Carl Brow. We'll be right back.
I felt so good. Well, I'm really just the same. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So our show is brought to you in part by Subaru and the brand new Subaru Outback. Love. Go where love takes you. That's what Subaru said. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive today from Las Vegas. Carl Brower joining us from KBB, Auto Trader, and Dealer.com. And BJ Killeen and I have been sitting here chatting about this woven city from Toyota. So the auto manufacturers are not just about cars anymore. They're really tech companies. The car is the box the tech comes in. So even Sony now is getting into the car business, I think. I don't know. BJ, maybe you could talk about that just for a beginning, get us going on it.
Surprisingly, Sony introduced a car yesterday. When you think
did you see a car?
Everybody else is going to.
I did, and I think, like you're saying, you know, both of you, it's like Sony introduced a car.
Yeah, I know.
And it looked pretty good. But was it really a car?
Well, that's the question. Is it really a car? I mean, first of all, it's a sedan, which we know nobody's buying sedans anymore.
True.
So they should have introduced an SUV, as if they were going to think about it, they should have done it. But the bottom line, I think, was just introduce all the things that are going to be coming into a vehicle soon. Because let's face it, Carl, you know, cars are dead. Pretty soon they're not going to be there because they're going to be driving themselves. Nobody's going to care what the car drives like because you won't be driving it.
Yeah.
So what you're looking for are what are the amenities? What can I do while I'm going cross country in this car that I'm not driving?
It's a whole new set of priorities. Like we used to care about steering feel and brake confidence and shift smoothness. Now we're going to care about sound deadening from the outside world, so I'm in a plastic environment, and the size of the screen I'm watching my surround sound
and the fact
on.
That the seat lays into a bed.
That's
right.
Correct.
How comfortable is it?
Uh-huh.
What are the curtains like? Are they blackout curtains on the car?
Exactly.
You know, like,
and how many girls fit in? I mean, you know, you're going to ask all these different questions about the car that you don't ask right now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well,
so.
And so even BJ, you touched on it about the woven city from Toyota. It's odd that Toyota's making a city and Sony is making a car. It's like everybody's like musical chairs. Everybody ready?
Upside down. It's crazy.
But there was three different kinds of roads. One for the automobile or whatever they're going to call the autonomous machine.
Right.
That and even it was nice. Trees and tree line. And they made sure that it was like every bit of this is pleasant. So one for the automobile, one for the, what was the next one? The
semi-mobile things like your Segway or your
bicycles.
Yes,
or electric bicycles.
Yeah, something that moved faster than people walking.
Right, and then the third one was the walking or strolling or whatever it is.
Pushing babies,
And it was all in a grid, like how you know how you weave something together.
Yeah.
And, but I think it's awesome, But, and he's like, and you could live there too. And it was like, not me, baby.
It's designed for, first
of all. And I want that proctologist probe going in as soon as I get home at night so they can see my temperature.
Well, you do that now, so shut up. So. But the bottom line is.
Not for medical reasons, but
no,
anyway.
No, just for fun. We know that. And we're all friends here, right? All your listeners, right? They know you by now.
Squeal like a pig. Oh, sorry.
Okay, time out. All right. So let's get back to the Toyota City, because the whole point is that Toyota, because they're building, it was like a test ground factory that they're getting rid of, okay? So they have the land, they own the land, and it's kind of like you have to think about Disney's Celebration Town in Florida,
there
where they wanted
go.
To control it, and
right.
We know that's completely out of control, but I think this is a little bit more isolated, so they can have a little bit more control over it, but it's for Toyota employees, and it's for researchers, and it's for engineers, and it's really more like a giant test bed.
Right, they're going to live there and work there.
It's
just not meant for George Orwell, and we just have to go in knowing that.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It'd be like living at Disneyland with the anal probe or whatever probes they're going to put on
you. But they're not like doing it secretly. It's not like Google and Facebook mining your information where you don't know it. Everything that you're doing, you're probably signing up to go, okay, I know whatever I order in my refrigerator, you know what I'm ordering, so you can make it easier for my refrigerator to place that order from
now on. And the underground, underneath all of this, is this whole nother ecosystem of little electric autonomous machines delivering food and taking out your trash or whatever it is. Even the robots that are making your food, as you've seen, I'm sure, on YouTube, if you haven't seen the robots that can make omelets and things now, because it's all data.
Well, when I heard the description, I was like, oh, cool. So that WALL-E spaceship that all the humans had gone on is going to be, like, real now. Cool. You know, you'll be shuttled around by robots and served by robots.
That's kind of what it looked like a little bit. But, you know, the only sad thing to me is they were kind of showing an animated version of life, you know. And these kids are playing with little animated animals. I'm like, that's not a real dog, people, you know?
Yeah,
do animals not exist here? Are there no birds? All I mean, what's going on?
Well, now we're at Blade Runner, where, you know, he kept asking, is it real, you know, on all the animals? And of course, they were always like, no, of course it's not real.
Here's the perfect song for the Woven City, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a robot try and make a good cheeseburger. Take a little break from the Consumer Electronics Show. Life is getting weirder by the minute. BJ and Carl and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
I'm going to have to change that announcer. You know that? I hate it when I have to think, I'm supposed to be an expert here. Because you guys are my experts. I get to ask all the dumb questions. So I am actually the voice of the consumer, or the dumb guy in this case, that wants to know, what did you guys see? Because I know Carl just saw the new Ford Mach-E, the electric Mustang thing that they are making. I'm still a little angry at them for calling it a Mustang, but anyway. BJ Killeen, Carl Brower here. We were also talking about Sony showed a car. Yes, Sony showed a car to the journalistic world, and to you guys will probably see it on television, on Fox and CNN and whatever you're watching, because right now the eye of the world is on the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where we're sitting right here at broadcast hour number 4, thanks to the Consumer Electronic folks, and Pam Golden in particular. Thank you, Pam. BJ, you started out on this Sony car. So really, was it a car, or did they just kind of downplay the car? And here again is the box that the technology comes in.
Well, it definitely was a car, and it actually was a good-looking car. There's no question.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
There was some Tesla going on. I saw Tesla.
Yeah, I did too.
Some Porsche, a little Tesla. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I always tell people there's only 4 shapes in the world, a circle, a square, a triangle, and a rectangle. Sooner or later, everything's going to start to look the same, because there's only so much you can do, especially with regulations. So, building a one-off car and producing cars are completely different things.
Right.
Anybody can build a one-off car. Hot rodders do it all day long,
right,
you know,
right,
and make
right,
it
right,
look
right.
good and have and it runs and all that kind of stuff. But then, okay, so is
now
Sony,
you got 10,000 orders. Go.
Thank you. Where's
yeah,
the
right.
factory? Who are you building it with?
Well, this
how's
just
it going to run? What are the safety regulations?
Supplier
talk about the suppliers.
This
you know?
Just recently happened with this guy named Lonnie Muskell.
Lonnie Muskell, that's
showed
right.
Showed some
yeah.
crazy looking truck. You know, that ain't real.
Yeah.
What the hell? Anyway, continue.
But seriously, I mean, anybody could show a car. They never said they're going to produce it. It was just truly, what's the best way we can showcase all our things and let's just stick it in a car, okay? I don't know who designed the car. I don't remember if they said who designed the car or not.
My understanding is they kind of purposely seemed to downplay. It was like, oh, and here's this cool car that does all these things. It's like, well, wait, did you guys build this? Who built this? Are you going to be building cars now? They kind of didn't even want to go there.
Yeah.
I think personally they did it as much or more to show all their other tech in a car to tempt the car companies. I think that was an attempt to say, look, here's a car that you've never seen before, and that'll get a lot of attention, but all the properties and capabilities within this car, we're happy to sell to some other car companies who do have suppliers and
right,
have $10,000, 10,000 orders.
The fact brilliant. That they built, to her point of view here, which is a custom car, one-off, did a fantastic job from what I could see in the
looked
pictures.
Good.
It's a shot across the bow, mm-hmm, I think, mm-hmm. of all the car companies going, look, you SOBs, we could build our own damn car. We got robots already that'll help you wipe your butt if you want, right? Because you can do whatever you want with those things, right?
Anyway, I'm going to take your word for it.
Right. Coming to America, I'm just telling you, bring in the royal butt wipers. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that they could make anything. Sony is amazing.
Yes.
And it might have been a shot across the bow, say, hey, I'm going to show you a little window into the future. I would love to see Sony make a car. I think it would serve a lot of the car companies right for being arrogant.
Well, in theory, as these cars become more and more technology pieces, as you say, it becomes more and more the domain of a tech company to produce a car than a car company,
absolutely.
Right? If 90% of the problem of making a car or the challenge of making a car is the technology, all of a sudden, it looks like some of these companies may even have a leg up on traditional automakers.
Well, you know, at the Hyundai press conference yesterday, they were talking about air transportation. They're pairing up with Uber, and they're going to be flying people everywhere.
Hey, Honda's making a jet, all right? If Honda can make a jet.
Honda made a jet, and Honda jet is fabulous.
It's really
it's
well
fabulous.
I know, you've flown in.
It's really well engineered.
It's unbelievable.
If Honda can make a jet, Sony can make a car. Go ahead.
Yeah
but... Again, the Honda jets, how many are they making a year? It's not like they're making 10,000 a year and things like that. But the whole point to looking at the Hyundai press conference, the first thing that I got out of that was that, hey, Hyundai realizes, you know what? We're not going to be building cars too much anymore. So what are we going to be doing? Well, we're going to have some mobile transport things. They created a mobile transport that actually could be your bed. I mean, you can live in this little thing. So for the homeless people in any place to sleep, hey, jump in one of these bed things for the night. At least you're off the street kind of thing.
And then they'll throw a match on it when the guy gets out because he's left every disease and a couple of needles and some worn-out condoms in
nice.
There.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but you're probably more than right. But so now they've got Uber drivers flying you everywhere. Okay, I don't even want my Uber driver driving me anyplace, more or less getting behind the seat in the air and piloting me someplace. But I was sitting there, John Reddy, who's a friend of ours that we've known, he turns mm-hmm. and he goes, now, when I go to Costco, and in my four-passenger Uber flight, is he going to fly me home with my 4 tons of Costco stuff I've got there?
Right.
So, you know, I'm taking a little trailer behind it and then just sending that to my house. You know, at this point, why am I going to Costco? Just send the list over and let it bring it to you. So what is the point of flying place? And they were showing San Francisco as the place where they want to start focusing stuff. Well, San Francisco's got more than its own set of problems. If you're going to start working on the infrastructure there, where's that money coming from? So it's a lot of pie in the sky that I heard from Hyundai, whereas Toyota, yeah, but at least they're building it. So,
yeah.
And I
where's
love the Hyundai,
disinfectant
but
robot for San Francisco? That's the one I want.
Where's I don't know. I was a little disappointed with Hyundai, I'll be honest.
Somehow, we have managed to talk about, or I have, worn out condoms, wiping rear ends,
bicycles that slip on substances that you don't want them slipping on,
anal probes.
How do you talk about this Charmin?
Saturday morning conversation. At its best here on The Drive at the Consumer Electronics.
As long as you aren't eating.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. I apologize if you're having breakfast. But we are in Las Vegas. We've seen too much already here.
Yeah, it's what it does to your brain being here.
We'll take a little break, and we're going to come back and talk about the Mustang Mach-E from Ford Carl almost ran over people today inside the Consumer Electronics Show. Don't go anywhere. BEP, we repping that show. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Yeah, baby! We've got an audience, a live one here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm Alan Taylor, BJ Colleen here, Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book, Autotrader and Dealer.com. Yes, they won't let me near some of these cars because of the things I talk about on this show. But it is the Morning Madhouse. It is the Consumer Electronics Show. BJ, you went to PepCom last night, which is a journalist-only food-a-thon, along with some with some consumer electronics things. Anything interesting there? That was
PepCom is really cool because it's kind of a little bit of, hey, here's what everything's at CES, but just in a smaller room that's more bite-sized and more manageable.
Well, 10 by 10 booths or 10 by
not
five,
even that. It's that you have a little table, you know, it's just a little tiny table. So there were some pretty cool things last night, but on the subject, because I like to keep a theme going, you know, for the show.
Right.
And Charmin had actually developed...
Well, Charmin, you're going to go back to doo-doo.
Charmin, because, you know, like I said, the theme. Charmin has a little bitty robot. It's about this big. And it on top of the robot sits a little roll of toilet paper. So when you run out, you can get on your phone and say, hey, little robot, bring me a roll of toilet paper. And
I love it.
Coming to wherever you are.
I need a big roll, actually. Bring not a little roll.
21st century Spare Square. I like
it.
It's not, they haven't announced, I mean, it's just a concept, the guy said. So
I said,
how bored were you?
Yeah, right.
Around? What can we come up with at Charmin? What's innovative at Charmin, you know?
Yeah.
So, but they did have some fragrance sprays for the house and the bathroom. So if you want
you know,
fragrance throughout your
the
house,
whole
they
thing
had that too.
With robots is a little bit scary. I saw a video the other day of these, and we are in Las Vegas, these, dare I say the word sex on radio, but these big full-size sex doll things that are looking incredibly humanistic.
They've got a sex expo.
Wobbling
here.
And wibbling and wobbling in all the right places. It's bizarre, all I can tell you. So, people, we are heading into some scary times. Guard your mind when you listen to this show, anyway. Carl, let's talk about cars again because we can only talk about doo-doo for so long.
Come on. We can talk longer. Let's go. Keep it going. Keep
do
going.
That doo-doo that you do so well. Right?
That's right. You saw the Ford Mach-E, the Mustang Mach-E, and Ford Motor Company, not happy. Couldn't you have just called it the Mach-E? I mean, seriously. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
I think they should have called it the Mach-E-Mach-E, but...
Mahi-Mahi. Anyway. So tell us what's your, your thoughts.
I'm highly impressed because... I was actually able to sit in the vehicle, and of course, you're on a show stand, and normally when you sit in a vehicle on a show stand, the best you can do, if anything, is to put it in accessory mode and maybe hope you don't drain the battery playing around with the toys. Well, this is an electric car. You can turn it completely on, quote-unquote, and have it, quote-unquote, running because it's not emitting any emissions, so you're not going to kill everyone with CO2.
Right, at a convention center, they don't allow to have even, like, any gas in there.
Exactly.
You can't start them up and all that. Yeah.
So you can have the car in basically full functioning driving mode. Now, you got to make sure you don't actually hit like the gear engagement or any of the pedals, because then you're back to having a problem with having cars that are running in convention centers. But
right.
As a result,
driving over people.
Right. Yeah. And it's got a 0 to 60 at 3.5 seconds, so it's got enough torque that it would probably could do some damage if it was out of control. But the car is incredibly impressive. The interior space, I had no idea was that big. This is the first time I've sat in it. Apparently, not a lot of people necessarily have sat in it, but I was sitting in it. It's huge inside. It's got the big center screen like you'd expect in a modern car, but it's also still got a more traditional gauge cluster right in front of you.
But was it Tesla-esque?
It
as
was
far
Tesla.
As the big computer screen.
Everybody's going to that.
The RAM has it. Yeah.
Well, the new Explorer has it.
Does
too,
it really? So.
Very Tesla-esque, but I think Ford has done what any smart company does, which is to look at what other companies are doing that is working and also not working, and take the ones that do and not take the ones that don't. And they've definitely, in my opinion, taken what Tesla's done and impressed the industry with, and then extended it further and done some more things beyond what Tesla's done. So I love having a big center screen, but I hate not having something right in front of me when I want to see my primary indicators. Tesla doesn't have anything in front of you, Ford does. So to me, that's a great evolution on their
side. You know, the torch, I believe, is being handed off, and it's sad to me, because here we are, internal combustion guys and gals at this table, and all of a sudden, the electric cars are just getting so amazing. I am still a internal combustion guy. But I can't... Like, I've been wrong before. I don't like to admit it.
No, you've been wrong?
And I know I've been wrong a lot today. And I've done wrong and said wrong things, and I apologize to the FCC for that. I've done it in writing already. But I think what they're doing with the electric car thing, as I believe... FCA with Jeep just announced that they're going to have plug-in hybrid Jeeps now, right? I don't see how that's going to be wrong for anyone. Mm-hmm. Because think of the hunters that want to go into the tread lightly in the wilderness while they're hunting, and they want to go in their Jeep with the top off, and they've got a perfectly silent car other than the crackling of the sticks under the tires as they crawl along looking for the deer with the heater on quietly.
Yeah.
It changes the world we live in. We can hunt from our vehicles dead silent, making no footprint of emissions in that moment in time.
And
anyway,
all that torque to climb over the little hills
exactly.
that you got to climb over too.
So yeah. I think FCA is brilliant in the fact that they're going to offer the Jeep Wrangler and I could be wrong. Again, I've been wrong. And I apologize if I am. But I think I read this. Have you heard anything about this yet?
No, you're right. They are going to extend the electrification is the term we hear all the time
right.
into the Jeep world. Yes.
So I believe that there is the electrification of the electric cars and what have you. Kind of the blending of the two, I think, is brilliant.
Well, you know, Toyota, when I did that Evolution event that they had, they mentioned, and I don't know if everybody caught it, because it was like a real quickie note that every vehicle from now on is going to have some form of electrification in it,
right.
which automatically you go, oh, Tundra, oh, Tacoma, okay.
Yeah.
This
right.
is going to be interesting, because we know that the Tundra's getting a big redo at some point fairly soon. So it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with that. And
the Tundra both of them, really.
Eventually they will. Both
everything will from now on.
But one other thing real quick. I talked to the Ford folks, and they had some of the people that work on the kind of engineering supply side or in dealing with global supply of batteries. I had not heard this until a little while ago, but they basically are fully convinced there is no issue in terms of rare earth metals and supply. In other words, I've often thought that even if tomorrow we somehow convinced even 10% of the current internal combustion market, let alone 20 or 30%, to start buying an EV, there'd be a huge issue on supplying batteries. Not according to Ford's folks who know what they're talking about. They said there's a major battery capacity cranking up. They'll be there, ready to go.
Yeah, and the other problem is the backside with disposal, because I hear that you're still burning batteries.
Well, that is a whole other thing. It's what you do when
a whole
done.
Other thing. You know what? It's still rock and roll to me. I am still an internal combustion engine guy, but I am seeing the light a little bit. Either that or those electrodes they attach to my lower anatomy. Okay, I'll take a break.
What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style?
Should I get a set of- Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Today in Las Vegas, things I don't want to see, I see here. I have no idea why there was a 30-foot-tall cucumber on a giant billboard talking about ED. Why do I want to see a cucumber and erectile dysfunction on a 30-foot-tall cucumber sign? It's in Las Vegas. It should just stay here. They shouldn't allow that stuff.
Puts a whole new meaning to the term veg out, but that's just me.
Oh, dear me, Carl Brower. Oh, BJ Killeen. Yeah, Vegas is bizarre. And there's, of course, there's the strip part of Vegas. Because what town do you live in?
Henderson.
Beautiful town. I could live there myself. And I live in Oregon. Carl, you're from Colorado. I could live where she lives. So you come down into Cucumberville and you got to watch out.
It's true.
Anyway, we
are two different worlds. There's no question.
It is. And it's like, wow, that's too close for comfort.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the Mustang Mach-E. And I know that you met with who? Hutong Hao?
Hao Tai Tang.
Who's one of the main,
I love the guy, by
product
the way.
Leaders. He's a great guy.
Nice guy.
He designed the, 2005 Mustang.
Yeah, which was really, I loved the retro throwback they did on that.
Yeah, he did a great job. A lot of sales on that.
So when you're meeting with these guys, talking a little business, did you say, dudes, come on, what happened? Why'd you have to call this the Mustang? Was there a reason for the name? Did we go through that already?
I think it's a very good question that plenty of people are asking. And I think Ford's position is that they wouldn't call it a Mustang until they thought they could do the Mustang name properly. And that meant a certain level of both performance as well as a certain look and feel to the car inside and out. A lot of people still won't be happy with that answer, and a lot of people still think there shouldn't have been a four-door version of a Dodge Charger, even though that's now the best-selling car in that segment.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, a lot of cop cars, anyway.
Yeah. No, they're doing really well with that car, and I think, honestly, everything I'm seeing and hearing and experiencing firsthand, as I just did about an hour and a half ago inside the Mustang Mach-E, I'm going to give Ford the benefit of the doubt here and say that they did live up to what that name represents. And no doubt that they did that because they knew it would cause controversy and, the whole there's no such thing as bad publicity. They're making the car that much more visible to a wider audience because of the name, even if some of that audience hates the idea they did that. And I also do think that when people get in the car and drive it, like a lot of electric cars, once you've driven one, you start to really realize that, hey, whether it's the instant torque, whether it's the complete lack of NVH, because there's no explosions going on, 10 feet or 5 feet from your head and all, there's a lot to be said for an electric vehicle, particularly on the performance side. And three and a half seconds,
0 to 60 is hauling butt.
Right.
You have to give Ford credit because, what was it Henry Ford said a long time ago, if you asked people what they wanted, they would ask for a faster horse, right?
Right.
So here's Ford, and we only know a little bit of the story. We have no idea what the backstory is, but if you think about it, they know that cars are going away. They're the leaders in cars going away, let's be honest. What, their sales drop off like ridiculous, like 30% or something, or 26% their car sales drop because everybody knows they're going away, so why buy them? Mm-hmm. So eventually, and the Mustang's the few, or the maybe the one car that they're still going to produce, so eventually that's going to go away. So are you going to give up all those years of Mustang, the one continuous nameplate
brand
for pony
equity.
Car, brand
yeah.
equity, mm-hmm. instead of just trying to morph it into something else? And I agree. I'm a little on the fence about calling this a Mustang. But they're right, because the next generation, the generation after that, won't know the Mustang as we know it, but they'll know the Mustang is that. And it still stands for performance. It still stands for
It'll be
for
an
fun,
evolutionary
cool style.
Thing.
Cool style, youth. And
here's the way I see it. It's like a tadpole. If you saw it before it turned into the frog, you'd go, there's no way in hell that little sperm-looking thing is going to turn into that thing with legs that I may eat in a restaurant.
Right.
I knew that word was coming.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, seriously, that's where we're at. We're so used to seeing a Mustang. History is going to show that they probably made the right choice, and I will have to go, yep, they were right.
Well,
because when Shelby gets a hold of that Mustang Mach-E and adds another $40,000 to it and makes it 2.5 seconds, 0 to 60. I'm buying one.
Well, and let's be honest, the entire industry could be looked at as the tadpole right now. And
yes.
It's going to be a frog in another 5 to 15 years.
See, it was a good analogy.
Now, here's the question, all right? So Mustang is now an e-vehicle, SUV. So I've heard people talk, Is this the way Corvette's going? Is this Camaro? Are we going to have a Corvette
SUV?
Oh,
look at his face. You guys can't see it.
But,
smiling, shaking his head.
But, you know,
kinda,
you never thought you'd see a Porsche SUV, and isn't right. the Cayenne their best-selling vehicle now?
Every time a premium brand makes an SUV, guess what becomes instantly their best-selling vehicle?
That vehicle.
Well,
so,
and I got to say, I like the Panamera, too. The Porsche Panamera four-door. It's beautiful.
I've always liked that car. But, but Lamborghini's got an SUV, Maserati, Jaguar
Aston Martin's
now.
Coming.
Aston Martin's
Ferrari's coming.
Ferrari's coming. So are we going to see a Corvette SUV?
I wouldn't be at all surprised if they extended that, if they extended the brand equity. Okay.
Don't say that.
Alan's going to be first in line to buy it, too.
Oh, the probe! The probe! Oh, man. I've been in that woven city too long.
They got to control you, Alan. They got to control you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. One more segment with Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book. KBB.com, Autotrader.com. And dealer.com. Carl's the executive publisher. Don't even know what that means. He's a car guy, though, I can tell you that. So is BJ Colleen and her husband, Scott. Guys, we have another 5 minutes. Let's see what other nasty words we can sew into this whole thing. Huh? What do you think?
I'm going to stick with cucumber.
Say that.
We're in Las Vegas.
Apparently, cucumber's a nasty word now in this city.
I was like, I wanted to point it out, but my son was in the car. Look at that 30-foot-tall cucumber. Oh, my God.
You're woke now.
I know. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So we are here in Las Vegas. I just have to try and do a little tiny thing for Dodge. They have the Power Dollars thing still going on. Go to your Dodge dealer. Check it out. $10 for every horsepower of whatever Dodge you want to buy. $10 off the price. It's awesome. Carl Brower joining us, KBB.com, Autotrader, Dealer.com, BJ Colleen, I'm Alan Taylor. Okay, so here's the deal. We are doing this, we are taping this the first day of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, because there's press conferences going on during the week. The one press conference that is going on during the week that we don't know what is going to be said yet is from this guy, Carlos Ghosn, who is the chairman or CEO or whatever of Nissan, the Nissan-Renault Alliance, who escaped from Japan and is now in Lebanon, right? Am I right? Am I saying
yes,
that?
You're
yes,
right.
Beirut.
And Beirut, right?
Beirut. And, he had to escape Japan for the safety of Beirut.
Yeah, which is so bizarre. But we don't know what he's going to say, but Carl and BJ are going to try to...
prognosticate.
Yes. You know, what is it called? The crystal ball?
Yeah.
So we're going to see. We get to talk, by the way, on Saturday after the show. We're going to see how close you guys were. So who wants to go first?
Well, we talked about this before, how he did a daring escape and things like that. So right. I'm impressed that actually he has decided to speak to the public.
Yes.
But the deal is that he has been basically silent, because in Japan, unlike in America, you're pretty much guilty until you're found innocent. Where, you know, in America, you're presumed innocent until proven guilty.
And you're pretty much muzzled in Japan, too, during the process.
Right.
Unbelievable. He's been under jail arrest, house arrest. You know, they just treat him like he's a prisoner of war,
basically. Contact with the outside world. My understanding is he had 2 hours, 1 hour back like a year ago, and then another hour recently, 2 hours total, direct contact with his wife since he was arrested 16 months ago. Two hours.
And they videotaped it. It's on sale at Best Buy for $12.99.
That's right.
In the adult section.
And I think that's what led him to probably mastermind this, is that the fact that when he asked to see his wife over the holidays, they said no. So I think he, you know, everybody gets their breaking point. We know that, right? And I think this was his. And I think Carlos Ghosn has made enough friends around the world, even though I've heard differing things about what kind of personality he is, that he's made enough connections and he still has plenty of money because money talks to get things done. And the way he escaped with private jets and apparently sneaking out through a trap case with musicians.
Coordinated with a band that came in. Yep.
I don't even think it's a band. Now they're saying that it's like guys that pretended to be in a band.
Sure.
That knew him. So, you know, and the fact that, I mean, this is a very big embarrassment for Japan, but so presumably, in my opinion, what he's going to say tomorrow is everything we know he's going to say. I'm not guilty. I didn't do it. I'm going to prove it.
I think it's brilliant that he's going to speak out to the world. Carl, what do you think he's going to say?
Don't forget, this guy saved Nissan.
Yes.
He saved Nissan. They made comic books about him as a comic book hero in Japan because he was so highly esteemed as the savior of Nissan Motor Company. And now he's in jail held by the Japanese. And I think he rightfully feels some betrayal. And if even half of the things that he was charged with are made up and he can prove it, he's going to have quite a story to tell, and it's going to be quite a year, 2020.
So he's on suffering now, too. He's doing terrible now.
Like our Bernie Madoff kind of guy that
got away with millions and millions of jillions of people's money? I don't think he was. I think he's more like, who was the guy in that Clint Eastwood movie, Richard, whatever, the guy that got wrongly accused?
Richard Jewell.
He's more like him. I think that Nissan didn't want to be controlled by Renault. And Ghosn was putting that deal together to go from an alliance to essentially control of Nissan by Renault.
Yep.
Nissan didn't want it, and they fabricated charges against him, and they lured him to Japan to arrest him. Now, I could be completely wrong. This is all speculation. Let me just say that clearly. But that is my sense. And if even half of what I just said is true, you can imagine how much fun Ghosn's going to have proclaiming that, proving it to the world. And by the way, like you said, BJ, all the while, Nissan, they were down 10% last year and 30% in December. And they are in trouble.
And the executive that started all this has stepped down from Nissan as well.
So there's been a lot of collateral damage all around this thing.
It's crazy.
Well,
it's
you guys are going to be the ones that know before this show airs. It'll be fun to watch. I guess you're doing a press conference on Wednesday. So here it is for us airing on Saturday, although we're recording this on Tuesday from the Consumer Electronics Show.
I'm confused.
I know. It is.
What was the middle part again?
It's kind of a strange Allen math. Since I don't actually know math, I just use words and I come up with numbers. Try and figure that one out.
No.
She's looking at me like, what the hell did you just say? Guys, thank you very much. An awesome hour, a fun hour, as always. My two favorite guests. Forget about Josh. I hate him now. There's Josh. Hi, Josh.
Let's talk to Josh,
you guys.
I love Josh.
He hurt his foot. I know. We got to send in the foot rubbers, the massagers that help Josh. That's what happens when you go snowmobiling, Josh. Didn't invite me. This is how we argue.
Snowmobiling's tricky. I've injured myself doing that years ago. You got to watch
it. He ran over his own foot. Serves him right.
It was more than his foot.
I love you, Josh. Carl Brower, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
KBB.com, you can find Carl, and CarlBrower.com, right?
Yep.
BJ Colleen, you can find her book, The Build Book. Check it out online. We'll be right back after the news.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.